Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Woo-wee! I made it through that last challenge. Now what? Oh, man, what's next? How about your next challenge? That is what we're talking about on today's Everyday Saturday podcast. Welcome back, champion Sam Crowley in the heartland, Cincinnati, Ohio. I hope you're having an amazing day. January 24th, we got a week left in the first month of the first year of the first decade. Well, the second decade. Man, it would have sounded so much better if it was a third decade. We had the 2000s, the 10s. Now it's the 20s, the third decade. Man, I'm jacked up for you, for your dream, for the passion that you are showing to get moving. Quick announcement, Las Vegas, samcrowley.live, intimate workshop with yours truly. I'm going to teach you how to really harness the power of your message. So if you're interested, we might be talking about podcasting, if I had to guess. How to get your show live in just about a week or so, and really how to launch a movement. So samcrowley.live, get your tickets there, bring a guest for free on me, and let's dive into today's message. Oh, by the way, book your call. Go to launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com. I want to call you. I want to call the listener and help you get that message going. So when you're an entrepreneur who mainly listens to this show, even if you're stuck in that corporate graveyard. You know, those cubicles, to me, they represent tombstones. Like, here lies Judy. She once had a dream, and now she's a corporate slave, microwaving her mac and cheese from dinner last night in the lounge so she can sit in her cubicle and waste away. Here lies Joe, college football stud, doing amazing things in his 20s, had just huge dreams, man. I was going to conquer the world, and there he is in an office getting the gift of feedback. Now at the age of 45 from his 23-year-old boss who just started with the company and knows absolutely nothing, but he decided to go into management, so now he's Joe's boss. So there you go, man. That's what I look at when I see cubicles and office space and things like that. 80% of the people hate their job. It's a Gallup poll. You see it every year. It never changes. If anything, it goes in the other direction. And the reason people stay there is out of security, out of comfort, out of fear, you know, the fear of the unknown. Mark Twain said, I've known a great many fears of my life, most of which have never happened. I've lived in fear. I still live in fear. Thing that scares me the most is having kids. I always worry about my daughters, always thinking about my daughter. Worry, being raised in this absolutely batshit crazy society where up is down and down is up and backwards, forwards, and nothing seems to weigh. I mean, the 70s and 80s was so simple. I mean, I love technology. I love the advancements we've been able to make in science and medicine. I mean, thank God my daughter, Susan, you know, is a living, breathing testament to that. But boy, I'm telling you, there was something. If you were raised in the 70s and 80s, there was something innocent, simple. We were outside a lot more. By the way, this has nothing to do with the message, but it's just on my mind. I think I grew so much between 1980, when I left probably sixth grade into seventh grade, to 1986 when I graduated high school at Bradford High. Those were the greatest days of my life. I mean, they were spent outside in the summertime playing baseball, basketball until the streetlights came on, hanging out on my friends' porches. It was just so simple. You got to know people. You weren't staring at a 7-inch screen stuck to your hand, scrolling endlessly, all this social media, influenced by stuff that doesn't even matter. Suicide rates at an all-time high. It's just crazy, man. So that's what I worry about. You wonder what I worry about? Of course I worry. I'm a dad. Of course I worry about my kids, you know? But back to today's message about what do you get? You just got through this last challenge. Now, what do you have to look forward to? The next challenge. That's your reward for making it through the very last challenge in your life. So think about recently, might have happened this morning, might have happened last week. what was a challenge that you just made it through? Okay, like, whoo, man, I'll tell you what, that was, oh, God, I'm glad I got that in my rearview mirror, you know? Well, guess what? Your reward for making it through that one is the next one. And I think that's why people get scared off of this whole entrepreneurial journey a lot of the times. Like, we all love the freedom. Hey, sign me up for that. I'm my own boss. Great news. You're your own boss. Bad news. You're your own boss. If you're working from home, the fridge is about 20 steps that way. The remote and your television is about 12 steps that way. If it's nice outside, your patio is right through that sliding glass door. There's your nice in-ground pool out there. Oh, don't forget the front yard. You can go for a walk. Oh, and you got your car in the driveway. You can just drive and go grab a quick cup of coffee. Nothing quick about anything I just stated, because once you're interrupted from a train of thought, it takes at least 15 minutes to get back to where you were. For example, have you ever been writing an email or putting a post on social media for your business or your brand or something that you really, where you were in deep thought and you got interrupted? Phone call, kids, spouse, whoever. You got interrupted. Hey, quick. And by the way, when your kids say that, hey, quick question, Dad. Hey, Mom, quick question. There's nothing quick about that, by the way, either. You know. But you know how long it takes to get back into that state? Minimum 15 minutes. So if you stopped writing that email, great copy, you were sending it out to your list or you're sending it out to somebody else. If you get interrupted, it takes 15 minutes to get back into that state of mind. Think about that all day long. As an entrepreneur, you are your own boss. You are in charge of your life, of your health, of your business, relationships. You got to balance all of that. So when you're in a job, you don't need to worry because your boss makes those decisions for you, which is great, right? If you don't enjoy making decisions, if someone's going to make those for you, that is so awesome, until it's not. Until you realize this really sucks, man. This is not, you're controlling my life. You're controlling my lifestyle. That paycheck that gets direct deposited into your account every 2 weeks. That's people you say, I'm no longer a slave to a paycheck. I know, you're a slave to direct deposit. It's just changed. That's all. It's done electronically. You know, and I think people have a wake-up call. Some in their 30s, like myself. I was at 30, 35 years old, 33, 35 when I started thinking, I've got to get out. Which is crazy because I was the last person that should have ever thought about that. I had no college degree, no formal higher education. You know, college to me at Penn State was a 30-week party with a $6,000 cover charge for me. I mean, talk about upside down keg stands. Holy crap. So that wasn't even, I should have been so grateful that I had a place to land. And I was grateful. There's nothing wrong. It's not like you're ungrateful to say you want more. I think that's what people get super confused. Well, I'm how you doing? Hey, here's the thing about Christian. I'm a Christian. And look, sometimes the worst part about Christianity is the Christians, because we come up with this Bible speak and all of this stuff where we don't ever say what we always say what other people think we want to hear, as opposed to what we're really thinking. You know, how you doing? I'm blessed. You're miserable, but I'm blessed. I know we are all blessed. I think there is no mistake. And if you woke up on the right side of the ground today, you are blessed. Okay, I get that part. But you don't have to say it when you know you are just stuck in a dead-end job, in something that is taking you absolutely nowhere. It's okay. God knows you're grateful. He knows you're grateful. But God does not want you to settle. That's not why he created you, in his image, by the way, to settle in a job that you absolutely can't stand, working with people who you can't even relate to, trying to impress people who aren't even paying attention to you. That is not what God wanted for your life. He wants you to be challenged. He wants you to grow. He wants you to feel the pressure, because all great things come out of pressure situations. This podcast is the best example. You're listening right now, born in the middle of a bankruptcy when a trustee said, Mr. Crowley, I don't think you should ever go be an entrepreneur. You need to stay in a job. This is not for you. Oh, okay. I'll take your advice as I walk across the street to meet two guys in a coffee shop to start building my website. In the middle of a bankruptcy, this podcast was launched. In the middle of my worst period of my life up to that point, 37 years old, ego strip, money strip, title strip, no friends, nothing but a dream. That's it. That's all I had. And if that's all you got, man, you got more than most people. And I was grateful. I was blessed. I was saying all those buzzwords as well. But I wasn't satisfied. You should never be satisfied. You should never be content. You should never say, oh, well, I'm not going to try to do anything else because I might fail. Of course you're going to fail. 9 out of 10 things I try in my business fail. They don't work, at least not the way I want them to. You know, the Facebook ads I was getting, you know, bragging about a couple weeks ago, I spent $2,000, made $8,000. Well, I've been inundated with a bunch of phone calls with people on the calendar. It hasn't worked out, man. It hasn't worked out. I find myself more of like a mental health counselor because these are cold leads that don't know me from Adam. Most of the people have no money whatsoever, and they're calling to get free advice. Now, what am I going to do? Let me just stay on this topic for a minute. So what am I going to do? Now that $2,000's turned into about $6,000, okay, so six to make eight is still pretty good. You're still in the profit, but it's not great. It's not why I started doing Facebook ads, spend six to make eight. We're going to start scaling this up. So here's the thing, though. I have the emotional intelligence and the experience in this because had this been my first rodeo with Facebook ads, I'd be on suicide watch, okay? But, oh, my God, I'm spending all this money. But I already know. That's what happens when you try stuff that doesn't work. You gain experience. There is no price that you could put on experience. I don't even know. There's no amount. Millions of dollars. Like, I am sitting here in such a great spot running this traffic, losing money, knowing that I'm gaining data, knowing that I'm gaining all of this experience. We are going to tweak this. You might not even care about this, but give me 30 seconds to just talk about this for a minute. The landing page has no, for this particular sales funnel, the landing page and the video say nothing about, hey, there's an investment to work with Sam. You know, here's the catch, cost money. You know, all that thing, but we're going to have to work that into the copy, the email copy. So there's going to be less people showing up on my calendar, but more qualified leads. That's what happens when you have experience, you know? That's what happens when you don't worry, you don't panic, and you're in this thing for the long run. I'm in it for the long run because I know there's people out there who want to work with somebody one-on-one for a very inexpensive. I mean, I just launched these coaching packages. The base package to work with me one-on-one is $3,000 for 60 days. I mean, there's no good luck going to work with someone who's been doing this 15 years. That's only going to charge you $3,000. It's going to launch your podcast for you, coach you for 60 days straight, hold you accountable, unlimited email support, develop your zone of genius, and your clarity 100% crystal clear on your message. Now, of course, the higher level packages, $25,000, $50,000, they're always out there. Those are the elite clients. They end up coming to Cincinnati. We work together for 6 months. That's a whole different ballgame. I'm talking about getting individuals, and maybe that's you. Maybe you're the one that needs to get on the calendar and get going and working with, you get the power of our team. You get your own project manager, you get your own strategic coach, you get your own podcasting coach, and you get myself, our entire team behind you for 60 days. Are you kidding me? So that's unbelievable. Had that been available when I got started in 2005, it would have saved me about $100,000 of just messes. But you know how all this got started? In the middle of a challenge. And you know what my reward was for overcoming one challenge? The next challenge. And you know what my reward was? You see it coming, right? For overcoming that next one? The next one after that. You're never going to stop having challenges. And you don't want to stop having challenges because you don't ever want to stop growing. You don't want to stop growing. You want to continue growing. You want to continue giving. You want to continue adding all of this value out there so more will come to you. Because the more value you put out there, the great people show up in your life. I promise you that's an equation that always works. So lead with the value, all right? Does this sound like a passionate enough podcast? I think I should probably keep this one. This one might be a keeper. The whole point, the reward you're going to get for overcoming that latest challenge is the next one. And you should really embrace that, and you should love it, and you should never run from that, all right? I want to talk to you. Go to launchwithsam.com. Get on my calendar. Get your tickets for Vegas. SamCrowley.live, March 14th and 15th. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.